All righty, it is 7:37 on this Thursday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show. I haven't talked to Eben Brown, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, in a while. So it's nice to welcome Eben back to the Paul W. Smith Show, reporting to us on President Biden's visit to Florida. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning.
So you were there? You watched it happening as it was happening?
No, I wasn't there yesterday for the president. No, but I was in Southwest Florida last week with the hurricane.
All right, and what a hurricane it was, as we keep finding out and hearing about. And certainly the folks welcomed the president with open arms, because he came with open arms and an open checkbook.
Well, the open checkbook is probably the most important thing. In fact, both the president and Governor Ron DeSantis appeared together. They seem to put their differences aside for the moment and at least be complimentary towards one another and grateful towards one another. In fact, the president complimented the governor on his work so far in recovery. So that was nice to see. I don't know how long that will last, but you know, we'll take it when we can get it, of course. And it's good that it happened now, because the people who are in Southwest Florida, and there's a lot of people, it's a very popular part of the state, and it's become more populated over the past couple of years as more people have moved to Florida. A lot of them have moved to Southwest Florida, and they're now in some dire straits. So recovery is moving forward. There's been some big progress over the past week, but there's still months, if not years, to go, really, with it.
Eben Brown, it would have served no one well to have the two of them continuing the political battle that they have elsewhere.
Correct.
I mean, this is that would be so unacceptable for everybody. It's almost as if the media made it sound like they could break out into a fist fight, and I never expected anything like that.
I never expected such a thing either, and I think there were certain interested parties, quote-unquote, that were hoping to have the exclusive video on that or something.
But, right.
It didn't happen, and I think that's a good thing. There are, like I said, there are millions of people who are hurting right now, and what the last thing they need is something like that. What they need is assistance and reassurance, and this was a good way, I think, to maybe provide some of that. The federal government will guarantee that they will pay for 60 days worth of debris removal at 100% cost, which is very good. The state is also working already to do a lot of that and to start rebuilding. In fact, one of the big bridges that was rendered useless is now open and operating again, and there are even big trucks going across it. And that's a pretty good accomplishment a week a couple of days out. And some of the other bridges might be operating again by the end of the month, and that's incredibly important, and I think that's going to be a major step forward.
Well, and it's okay to say they both did a great job, because they both are doing a great job.
Totally okay to say such a thing, yes.
Yeah, I mean, geez, it's gotten to be so bad. But the reality is, the president is doing exactly what he should do, and the governor is doing exactly what he should do, and all the rest of it is noise and doesn't matter. So I'm glad they're, quote-unquote, getting along. I'm glad that they both are doing their jobs, because the people of Florida are hurting in a very big way. You know, Michigan has a tremendous number of people that go to Florida. We call them the snowbirds, and it includes me and my wife and so many other people that we know. So this is kind of a Michigan thing that we feel when Florida is hurting like this, because there are so many Michiganders, even back to when they were Michiganians, who are suffering right now, Eben Brown, and I'm just glad that the things are happening in a good way. But, you know, you can't expect everything to work out the way you'd like. For example, it has come up again regarding the First Lady's shoes. And this time, it's the story that isn't being told by the media. The way they criticized Melania Trump back in 2017 when she went to go visit victims of a hurricane. and people were all over her for wearing heels. You haven't heard one person say anything about First Lady Dr. Jill Biden having a similar fashion choice during her post-Hurricane Ian Florida visit. I mean, it's just pointing out how the media is so against Republicans, conservatives, and certainly Trump. And I'm not saying there's not reason from time to time to be against Donald Trump. I've said it a million times, having known him for 40 years. You got to get past the personality and go to the performance, but that's another story. But to drag the first ladies into this and show, obviously, a disingenuous way to react to what shoes the first lady wore last time and not this time, when they're basically wearing very similar shoes, just indicates just a little bit of the bias that the media shows and the support the media has for the Democrat in office and not the Republican. But that's just my opinion. And of course, I'm in the business of opinion casting, Eben. You're a newscaster.
Well, yes, but you should know, for clarity's sake, they did not wear similar shoes. Melania Trump in 2017 wore stilettos, and Dr. Biden the other day wore kitty heels, or kitten heels.
Right, right. right. So she wore heels.
You should know more about this.
I do know more about it. She wore heels, and no one said a word. I also know that Melania Trump wore high heels leaving the White House and coming back, but on location, she was wearing sneakers or other shoes. That didn't stop the media for claiming that she was wearing high heels.
Of course.
Eben, believe me, right. I follow this stuff before I talk about it. And it's pretty simple stuff, and it's pretty sad and unusual. In fact, they were both wearing the same shoes recently, exactly the same shoes, and they criticized Melania Trump and not Dr. Jill Biden. The exact Dr. Browns or whatever they're called, the exact same shoe. So don't get me started. Eben, always a pleasure.
Take care. Have a great morning.
These guys have to get hazardous duty pay to come on my show now. Eben Brown, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, here on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR at 7:45.